So I want to talk about neoadjuvant therapy because we get a lot of questions about that, and I wanted to hear about one of your cases. But just to finish out, though, we've talked about a bunch of issues related to metastatic disease. A couple sort of basic questions I'm curious about. A simple question, and it's been out there for quite a while, but just to sort of take the pulse, how do you approach the decision about first-line therapy? FOLFIRINOX versus NAB-GEM.
For localized disease?
No, for metastatic disease.
Oh, for metastatic disease. I think it's a patient-by-patient determination. I mean, I do try and stick to the idea that FOLFIRINOX has only been studied in patients up to 80 years old now. So anybody over 80 years old, I do reflexively use GEM-NAB-PAC. But it's really a performance status issue. If the patients seem robust enough and their performance status seems good enough, then I will often use FOLFIRINOX. If not, then I'll use GEM-NAB-Paclitaxel. The other issue is that for some of these patients, we do have clinical trials that are available. And for the last 6, 7, 8 years, the majority of clinical trials for first-line therapy have been GEM-NAB-PAC-based, just because it's a slightly better tolerated regimen and companies are more eager to add their drug onto that regimen. There are now a couple of trials that are coming down the pipeline that are FOLFIRINOX-based, which gives us, again, additional options for these patients. In honesty, what I tell patients is that we have two regimens. We have five drugs that we use, GEM-NAB-PAC and FOLFIRINOX. And we just need to make sure that they get all of those drugs somewhere during the course of their pancreatic cancer lifetime. And if you remember the 2004 Turnagain study in colorectal cancer that was comparing FOLFOX versus FOLFIRI, they found no difference in the two, but they found that if they sequence one and then the other, that they actually had the best survival times at that time back in 2004 for colorectal cancer. And we see the same in pancreatic cancer. If you go FOLFIRINOX followed by GEM-NAB-PAC or GEM-NAB-PAC followed by some 5-FU-based regimen, FOLFIRINOX or otherwise, that those patients actually have the best survival times.